فيا أيها القاري به متمسكا مجلا له في كل حال مبجلا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to the Tajweed podcast. My name is Khalid Abu Shafi'. Inshallah, today we'll take you through the rules of Mim Sakina after finishing the rules of Nun Sakina and Tanween. And we have made there on the site a little quiz to test for those who wanted to test their knowledge. Alhamdulillah, today inshallah we are going to start a new rule. It's called the rules of Mim Sakina. And what is a Mim Sakina? It is the Mim that is empty or free of any harakat, short vowels above the Mim. So there is no Dhamma, there is no Fatha, there is no Kasra. So when you stop at it, you stop at the Mim as a Sukun, Am at the end, or it is in the middle of the word, such as An'amta alayhim. The examples are in the Quran. So if we read Surah Al-Fatiha, you will find that in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bismi, the meme with the Kasra, that we're not talking about that. And when you say Al-Maghdubi, we're not talking about meme with the Fatha. And also we are not talking about Al-Mustaqim, meme with the Dhamma. What we are concerned here is a meme with the Sukun, such as Al-Hamdu, An'amta, or alayhim at the end of the word. So Mim Sakina has three types of rules. Type number one is called Idgham Shafawi, and the second is called Ikhfa Shafawi, and the third is called Izhar Shafawi. We are going to see the difference. When we look at the Arabic language letters, 28 sounds or 28 letters, we are going to look at, for example, that 26 letters are all distributed among this rule. It's called Izhar Shafawi. And that is that the meme should be clearly pronounced as with itbaq. With itbaq means with the meeting of the lips together by saying am, lahum, that there are 26 letters. Now, what are the two letters that are specially made for the other rules? And for example, the Idgham Shafawi has only one letter, and that is the Mim. So if Mim Sakina followed by another Mim, that is called Idgham Shafawi, the inserting, the meeting of the Mim and the Mim. Because they are from the same makhraj, the first letter, which is the Mim, is a Sakin. It doesn't have any short vowel. So you say am, and the following, it must be the meme that is followed by the meme sakina, it must be mutaharrik, which means that it has above, when we start the following word in the Quran, it must have a haraka, and that is either a kasra, a fatha, or a dhamma. And as you know, that when we look at our lips, all the makharij, the 17 makhraj, the lips is one of the makharij, and in the lips there are four letters of Arabic language, four sounds, they are distributed in the lips. We have, they collected in fimbu, fa, mim, ba, waw. So fa, when you hit the incisors, the top teeth with the bottom, by sending the air, by saying F, that's the fa. And then the waw, aw, move your lips forward and let the air flow, aw, wa. And the other two letters are the mim and the ba. Now the difference between the mim and the ba, they are from the same makhraj. The only thing that the ba presses with the strength and the heavy strength by saying ab, and the sound stops there. But the mim, it is like laying softly on the lips by saying am. And you can see that the ghunna is followed after the mim. The ba doesn't have a ghunna. You can't say أب with غنة, but you can say the ميم that is followed with slight غنة there. Okay, and that غنة is into the last stage of the غنن. So the غنّس have five stages, and the last stage is the one which is either ساكن or متحرك. So you say أم لهم, and slightly you are laying on the ميم, the lips are laying with each other softly, not hardly. But when you look at the ba, أب أب, or either sometimes with the قلقلة أب أب, the sound stops there, and the شدّة is have been produced and resulted from that, the meeting of the lips hardly from the sound. So let's take an example in Surah Al-Fil, for example. If we recite and have a look at that, Izhar Shafawi is with the following 26 letters of Arabic language beside the ba and beside the mim. There is no ghunna there. But when we look at the Ikhfa Shafawi, it has a ghunna. And when we look at the mim, sakina followed by the mim, and that is Idgham Shafawi, strongly it has the ghunna. As you can see, it has also shadda, symbolized by the shadda in the Quran. So the only thing in the Quran al-Karim that you'll find that Ikhfa Shafawi in the mim, above the mim, doesn't have anything in the Quran. It's not symbolized in the rasm by anything. When we look at the Izhar Shafawi, yes, it is symbolized by the little kha, which is empty of dot, of course, khali min al-nuqta. So the little symbol of sukun above every Izhar Shafawi. Let's take an example of Surah Al-Fil. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل. So I said ألم, that's the first thing, that ميم ساكنة followed by تاء. So normally without any غنة, just normally as you pronounce the ميم, laying softly the ميم and I mean the lips together without any شدة, without hitting them like أب, and without loosening as إرخاوة, but just in the middle. The next ayah, ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل. So ألم followed by ya, that's إظهار شفوي. كيدهم في تضليل. This is also ميم ساكنة followed by فا. But the only thing the ulama have said, in all the 26 letters, there are two letters very important to take the emphasis that ميم should be clearly pronounced because of the closeness of the مخرج. So as we have said that the ميم, it has four letters. ميم comes from the lips. Pardon me. The lips have four makhraj, four letters coming from that makhraj of ميم, of the lips. So the ميم comes from the lips. The ba comes from the lips. Plus two other letters from the إظهار شفوي letters, 26 letters. So we take the fa, because when you bring your incisors top teeth into the bottom part of the lip and you say F, so it's partially, it's part from the lips, and the waw, aw. So because they're too close to the makhraj of the ميم, whenever it comes, sometimes it takes hardly. Either you swallow it, or you neglect it and you do not. So the ulama say, emphasize on that. أشد إظهاراً كيدهم في تضليل. كيدهم في تضليل. Of course, this is without making the pause. I'm giving an example. The other ayah when we say, وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل. So عليهم followed by طا. ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل. ترميهم ميم ساكنة without any symbol on the top in the Quran, if you have the Mus'haf open, followed by the ba, and ba mutaharrik. It has either kasra or a fatha or a dhamma. So you would say, tarmihim bihijaratim min sijjil. And just be careful not to close hardly your lips, the ulama said, slightly putting them together. And some of the modern qurra, they say that you have to open slightly your lips and all these details, I don't want to go through them. But the ulama have said that slightly don't harden your lips together. And just make that ghunna produced by your nose. So you say, tarmim bihija. When you pronounce the ba, it doesn't have any ghunna. But when you make the meme, slightly you are hiding. That's why it's called ikhfa in Arabic. The izhar is the showing, and the ikhfa is the concealing. So you're hiding slightly the makhraj of the meme by producing that ghunna instead. And the following ayah, فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ. So the same meme second are followed by kaf. And when we look at the other surah, لِإِلَى فِي قُرَيْشِ, the same thing applies when we look at إِلَى فِيهِمْ followed by ra, and الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ. Now this is meme and meme. Strongly the ghunna is produced there. وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. So this is meme أَطْعَمَهُمْ followed by another meme متحرك. And as you can see also in the Quran, when you look at the Mus'haf, there is nothing symbolized above the meme. It's empty, as exactly the إِخْفَاء شَفَوِي. What symbolized in the following letter that there is a shadda for the idgham, and it's called, the ulama call it al-idgham al-saghir, idgham mithlain. Idgham means inserting two letters together, mithlain similar to each other, meme and meme, and saghir, they call it saghir, means a small. I don't want to go too much into details what is the meaning of small, because we are going to see it in the idgham mutajanis and idgham al-mutaqarib and so on. And the other thing I would like to mention, that the ghunna slightly differs from the ikhfa shafawi and the idgham shafawi. It is higher in the idgham shafawi. I would like, inshallah, to talk about the stages of the ghunna in the following episode next time, inshallah. But it is higher in the idgham shafawi, lesser in the ikhfa shafawi followed by the ba. So, inshallah, before I summarize what we have learned today, I would like to mention something else, that al-huruf al-muqatta'a in the Qur'an, you see like noon, wal-qalam, alif-lam-meem, sad, kaf, ha, ya, ayin, sad. This is also applies the same thing, the rules of the meem sakina. So, if we have, for example, the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, alif-lam-meem. So, at the end of lam, when you write lam in Arabic language, it's a combination, or it's a composition of three letters. The middle one is sakin, and that's why it has 6 seconds. So, lam, alif, and mim. Lam. So the end of lam is mim sakina, but followed by mim. Mim, ya, mim, mim. Alif, lam. So here also you apply. Similar also is har shafawi whenever it comes next to alif lam mim sad, alif lam mim ra, alif, and so on. So what we have said today about rules of mim sakina, that every time in the Quran you find the mim sakina symbolized by the little symbol of sukun above the mim, followed by the 26 letters of izhar, beside the ba and beside the meme, then what happens, this is called izhar shafawi, which means we need to pronounce the meme properly. The only thing we should, the ulama has mentioned, that we need to give more emphasis on two letters because they are close to the lips, ميم followed by واو ميم followed by فا and the rest would be إخفاء شفوي slightly not closing the lips properly and making that غنة by saying لهم به and ميم followed by ميم لكم منه then the غنة is a little bit strong here it's called إدغام مثلين صغير and the other one is called إخفاء شفوي جزاكم الله خيرا for listening do not hesitate to leave a comment and subscribe to the feed and I see you inshallah in the next episode about the rules of the غنة and the details of the غنة السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
هنيئا مريئا والداك عليهما ملابس أنوار من التاج والحلى